Good morning, friends. The essence of many spiritual traditions, from Buddhism to Christianity, is something known as compassion, an activity or way of thinking that strives to free others or ourselves from the suffering we are experiencing. We've had a couple of meditations in this series that have focused on being aware of your own feelings and how they operate inside of you, and just noticing them, naming them, and not seeking to change them, but simply to notice. This is what in the Buddhist tradition is known as wisdom, the understanding of the nature and experience of suffering. Suffering is most often found in the decision to resist something, the truth, the reality, an experience we know is uncomfortable for us, or something else, but something that we suffer from. Today I'd like to approach compassion with you from the viewpoint of self-compassion. The Dalai Lama wrote about it this way: compassion is an aspiration, a state of mind, a state of acceptance, an aspiration for freedom from suffering. It is not passive. It is not empathy alone, but rather an empathic connection to ourselves, or an empathic altruism that actively strives to free others from suffering. Genuine compassion must have both wisdom and awareness, and also loving kindness. That is to say that we must understand the nature of suffering from which we seek freedom, and one must experience deep intimacy and empathy with other sentient beings, including yourself. So in that spirit, let us start our practice for this morning by finding that comfortable seat that holds you with kindness, steadiness, and support. Arrange your body and your hands in a way that is gentle and comfortable, and allow yourself to begin your breath practice of breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know that I am free. You don't have to know free from what. Just breathe. And now bring to mind an experience in the recent past or in the present, feeling badly about yourself. What did your self-critical voice inside say to you? What names did it call you? What negative adjectives did it describe you with? Are there key phrases that come up over and over again? What is the tone of your voice? We need to be able to know our inner self-critic very well in order to become aware of when that critic and judge is active inside, and exactly what it sounds like. Most often, it is denigrating and demeaning, giving you no credit at all for accomplishment or intention. Let yourself hear that voice for just a few moments in that situation. And now we make an active effort to soften that self-critical voice with compassion rather than more self-judgment. Sometimes once you're in that judgmental mode, it's hard to break, but it's possible. So instead of saying the equivalent of, "You're just stupid, go away," say instead to that critical voice, "I know that you're suffering. I know you're worried about me. I know you feel unsafe. And I am here for you, even though you are causing me much distress. As you say these words inside your mind, put your hand over your heart and feel your heartbeat. Feel the warmth of your hand and notice the comfort of that touch. As you say, I know that you are suffering and feel unsafe, and I am here for you. I am here for you, and I know that you are suffering, and so causing me great distress. Noticing the warmth of your hand over your heart, especially if you're having trouble calling up emotions of kindness at first towards yourself. Physical gestures of warmth and touch will tap into that compassionate system inside on the level of your body so that your mind can follow. And finally, reframe the observations and the words used by your inner critic in a compassionate and friendly, positive way. Taking that assurance of I know you are suffering and I am here for you one step further. As Thich Nhat Hanh might say, darling, I know that you suffer. I know that you're feeling really sad right now and heavy. And make a suggestion that is comforting to you. I know that you suffer, and I want you to be relieved of that suffering. So right now, nurture yourself with each in-breath, breathing in some other quality that you need, kindness, forgiveness, compassion, breathing in this quality with each inhalation, and allow yourself to offer a comforting action to yourself today, something that will lift some part of that suffering, maybe a conversation with a friend, or a long quiet walk by yourself. Allow yourself to receive something good with each inhalation, putting your hand over your heart again and feeling that inhalation come in and go out. Breathing in, I know that I am breathing in. And breathing out, I am free to do the next right thing for myself in a spirit of compassion and make a decision what that will be today. Something small enough and kind enough to actually make it happen. In the spirit of self-compassion that makes you willing to receive it. Breathing in. Breathing in. Breathing in kindness. Breathing out. Breathing out suffering. Breathing out. Allowing yourself to receive something good with each breath. Self-compassion. The place where all compassion arises. Namaste. Amen.